long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend. The legend of Voltron, defender of the universe. Voltron's legend grew. Peace settled across the galaxy.
Well, hey, everybody. This is episode 24 of TWAT Radio, and this is your host, Droops. And today we're going to be talking about something that annoys me a little bit and the problems and the solution of such things. Well, I work on a lot of Windows machines, and no doubt I'm going to be going in that command prompt, and I'm going to be typing LS, because I'm used to working on Linux. And I'm going to get this wonderful message that says, LS is not recognized as an internal or external command, operable program, or batch file. And that's fucking shitty. So, I don't know why I still continue to do that. So I've come up with a solution, because I'm not going to change myself. And I've written a little text file about how to make cmd.exe act more like the Linux shell. This text file is up for download at infonomicon.org. Go there, download it, and you don't have to listen to the rest of the show unless you want to hear the ending of the Voltron theme song. Anyway, here are some basics with cmd.exe. Now, this is the shell that you get when you open up your command prompt, or DOS, as some people like to call it, in Windows XP or Windows 2000. Now, of course, this isn't DOS. It's just a little program, and it's very similar to DOS. As in, when you type a program, like if you type a program called Droops, it's going to look in the local directory for a .com, then a .exe, then a .bat. Then if it doesn't find a droops.anything there, of those three, it's going to look all over your path directories. To find your path directories, just type path in command prompt, and it'll show you everywhere it's going to look. Like if you're going to be Java programming in college or high school, and you're going to be doing everything command line, you're going to have to add where your Java compiler and your Java runtime are into your path. Anyway, so it's going to look at those places. If it can't find it, it's going to give you that not recognized as an internal or external command crap. So let's come up with some solutions of how to do this. Well, like if I type ls, what I want it to do in DOS is the /dir/w/p. So I'm going to go to my systemroot/system32 directory, which is more than likely Windows/system32, and I'm going to write a little batch file by typing edit ls.bat. ls.bat doesn't exist, but it will when I type that command in, and it's going to give me a little text editor. I'm going to put the little at symbol, the A with the circle, dir, a space, /w, a space, and /p. I'm going to go alt up to file, and I'm going to save it. And then whenever I type ls anywhere, it's going to look and it's going to find that. And that's going to be really cool, and it's going to do the dir and then the /w/p and list directories like I want them to do. The little at symbol is going to keep the shell from echoing the command back to me, so I won't actually see the dir stuff. It's just going to look like I typed ls and it listed everything, so fine. And you can do this for a whole bunch of Nix commands, like vi is edit, or cp is copy, or mv equals ren for rename, and so on. And you can do this for the commands that you find yourself needing to use. Now, of course, there's a lot of commands that aren't available in Windows, like kill or ps, so you can list your processes that are going on. So there's a neat little utility, and it's called PS Tools. It's at sysinternals.com. Go there, search for PS Tools, or just type it in Google. And PS Tools has a whole bunch of neat little things. It's got PSEXEC, which will execute processes remotely. PS File, it'll show files that are opened remotely. PS Logged On, see who's logged on locally. It's got PS List, which will show all your processes. It's got PS Kill, which will kill a process by name or process ID, which is really, really handy when you're trying to delete a file and Windows says, no, I don't care that you're the administrator, you can't delete that because it's running. You're like, where is it running? Well, PS List will show you, and PS Kill will kill that bastard. It's got a PS Shutdown, a PS Password, all kinds of neat little tools that you can add in there, and then you can make a little batch file that will, like when you type kill, it'll look for kill.bat, and kill.bat contains the at symbol and then pskill. So it's just, you can make it look just like your Linux shell. Now, there's a whole bunch more of these cool little utilities. There's a UNX utils. It's at unxutils.sourceforge.net. It's got all kinds of neat Linux tools like Who Am I, or SU, or tail.exe. I wonder what that does. It's got an unzip. It's got a zip. It's got a zcat. It's got a sed. It's got a rm. It's got a man. It's got rmdir. It's got a pwd. All kinds of neat little exe commands to make it look a little bit more and function a little more like Linux, which I feel is better. You can also change your prompt in command. You can type the words prompt and then a slash and then a question mark, and it will show you all the cool things you can do with adding to your prompt. Remember to leave a space after whatever you do so that your prompt and your whatever you're typing doesn't run together, unless you just really like it that way. Like if you want your prompt to show just the current date, type prompt space $D and it'll just show the current date. And of course you can add these things all together so that you can make it exactly how you want it to be. Let's see. Something I love in the Nix world is tab completion. If you've listened to Twat, you know you can do that. It's two registry edits you have to do by running regedit. It's HKey local machine, software, Microsoft, command processor, completion, char. And what's the other one? It's command processor and then path completion, char. And change both of those to a hexadecimal value of 9. So next time you open cmd.exe, you will have tab completion. Woo! Now something else you can add is the Windows Resource Kit. I'm not going to go into talking about actual more Microsoft-produced crap, but each version of NT, 2000, 2003, XP, things like that, have one of these things. Find them at Microsoft.com. And finally, we're going to end with something cosmetic. I don't like to click on the start run. I like to bring CMD down to my quick launch bar just by dragging it down there so it's handy to type in. You can also change how these things look. CORION.net/eConsole has a thing, and there's a SourceForge project called Console that you can make the thing with no borders. You can have it transparent. You can have whatever picture you want in the background. All kinds of really neat things. The CORION.net/eConsole has some really interesting screenshots. Good deal, good deal. And I think that's the basics of my text file. And if you need any of these links, of course, go to Infonomicon.org, because that's where I put my stuff. My name is Droops. My email is droops at Infonomicon, infonomicon.org. Anyway, here's the rest of the Voltron song, and keep on with the twat.
On planet Earth, a galaxy alliance was formed. Together with the good planets of the solar system, they maintained peace throughout the universe. Until a new horrible menace threatened the galaxy.